flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Evan from Lacey is. Evan, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
So good. Were you by chance listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
I do not think I was, actually.
Okay.
That's okay. It's fine.
It's all right. You didn't hear the cheat sheet, but you know, if you end up beating Migs still, I'm going to send you a really cute holiday card of all of us.
Okay. That's the plan.
Yes. We look so cheerful and jolly. I love it so much.
It's not just the four of us. It's also Santa Claus.
Santa's there too.
Hey, can I also say real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Taryn at Live Night, because after the show, my brother had bought one of the Beavis and Butthead shirts that you guys have, and Taryn signed it at the bar, and that made his night.
That was at Hooverville. That was awesome.
Yeah, we searched around the bar for like, a half an hour looking for
a
Sharpie.
We sure did, but mission accomplished. It was great to meet you guys and hang with you.
Yep, you too.
Aw, well, hopefully you can beat Steve, because it's time for you to get out of here.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay, goodbye.
For those playing at home, Evan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What do children typically get in their stockings if they're on the naughty list?
Coal.
Correct. What does WWW stand for in the web address?
Worldwide... I'm not sure. Pass.
The first artificial Christmas tree was made in the 19th century using the feathers of what bird?
Pass.
Thomas Brown is the head coach for what NFL team?
I guess pass on that one, too. I don't know that one either.
What word can come after elder, straw, and goji?
Berry.
Yes. Malcolm in the Middle is getting a reboot on what streaming site?
Paramount?
No.
Netflix?
No.
Disney Plus.
Correct. What war ended in 1975?
1975. The Civil War?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
Evan, you got 3 correct.
That was terrible. Yeah.
You know, you might have got a few more if you were listening to the cheat sheet.
For sure.
But
hey, that's more than I got the first time I played.
That's fair.
Yeah. Because you got 2?
Yes.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I am.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What do children typically get in their stockings if they're on the naughty list?
Coal.
Yes. What does WWW stand for in the web address?
World Wide Web.
Correct. The first artificial Christmas tree was made in the 19th century using the feathers of what bird?
I'm going to go with a parrot.
No.
A pigeon.
No. Oh.
Feathers of a turkey?
No. Thomas Brown is the head coach for what NFL team?
How am I going to know that?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I think I can figure this out.
Oh, let's. All right.
Is it the Minnesota Vikings?
No.
Chicago Bears?
Whoa. Yes, it
is. I had a feeling you probably wrote that question last night and you saw him on the TV or something stupid like that.
What word can come after elder, straw, and goji?
Statesman.
No.
Barry.
There we go. Malcolm in the Middle is getting a reboot on what streaming site?
Oh, crap. I just read this yesterday. Disney Plus.
Yes. What war ended in 1975?
The War of 1812?
No.
Just kidding. Vietnam.
Correct. And Steve, with that, you got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-3. Go. Sorry, Evan.
Yeah, it's just like everybody always says. When you call in, it never is as easy as when you hear it on the radio. I'll have to call back another time and try again.
Absolutely. Hell yeah, Evan. That'd be awesome.
That is the spirit.
And I met a few people online that they're like, I always beat you. I'm like, well, then call in. No.
Nope. No chance.
I've heard stories.
Yeah, Evan actually is. I met him at Live Night and he was like, I want to call in. And I was like, I'll call you. Give me your number. Put your money where your mouth is.
Is that how this all unfolded?
Sure it is.
Look at that.
He got worldwide. And because I said web in the question, I don't think he thought it was web.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Very close on that one. The first artificial Christmas tree was made in the 19th century using feathers of what bird?
What do you think, Taryn?
Goose.
So smart. It was on the cheat sheet.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow. I was impressed that you knew that.
I know my Christmas trees.
Well, congrats on beating Evan, Steve.
Thank you.
We are partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm on coats for kids and Rockaholics. The donations are still rolling in. I believe we're just shy of $7,000 away from hitting our goal of $50,000. And if people want to donate, they can head to KISW.com.
Right now, we are at $43,825, getting closer and closer to our goal of $50,000. Thanks to a Rockaholic by the name of Ben Ramsfield. $20. Brand new coat on a kid in need, and that's what he donated. Robert Duncan donated $50. And shout out to Nick Scroggins, who joined the 69 Club by donating $69.
Nice. You can also text KISW GIVE to 44321 to make your donation. The holidays are here, and we have found yet another Christmas song that might be the absolute worst Christmas song of all time.
And I'm pretty sure that some of us on the show are already going to hell because we found it during earlier this morning, and I couldn't stop laughing, and it's not funny. Oh,
it's no. Pretty bad.
It's terrible.
And you get to hear it after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
Exciting news. We have yet another contender for the worst Christmas song of all time. And no, it is not Steve Miggs performing Dominic the Donkey live.
What are you talking about? Why would anyone think that this performance is one of the worst performances of all time?
Hey, diggity dick. It's Dominic the Donkey. Diggity dick. The Italian Christmas Donkey.
My mom had a FaceTime me yesterday because of that.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, my brother's like, hey, can mom FaceTime you? Because she doesn't have a cell phone. Like, she does. I don't think she's ever charged in the last 15 years. But she wanted to FaceTime me from my brother's phone. I'm like, yeah, sure. What's going on? She wanted to see Tatum, of course. But then she's like, we just watched your performance of Dominic the Donkey, and mom cannot stop laughing at you.
I love it.
She was so, like, embarrassed and proud of me at the same time. She's like, you got the Italian thing pretty decent. I was like, thanks, mom. Jiggity jing. Well,
this new contender for the worst Christmas song of all time is a song by John Denver.
And so it's a person that we know.
Yes.
Because remember we had that one that was about like, the whole song was about like, I think the dad is going to die from a bus accident. It was a really weird Christmas song. And then spoiler alert at the end, he rings the doorbell and he's at home because he missed his bus. And yeah. So everybody was happy.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It was a feel-good story about him.
So let's just listen to the John Denver Christmas song without telling you the name of the song.
Because the name gives it away.
Oh.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
So weird.
You came home, 11:15.
already hate it.
Why? It's a banger.
Oh, no.
You can hear this at any nightclub in Vegas.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't.
Please, Daddy.
This is George's song to Sarah.
Could you imagine? Hey, let's gather around and decorate the Christmas tree and listen to our favorite Christmas song.
I
don't want to see my mama cry.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Mama smiled, looked outside the window. She told me, son, you better go upstairs.
Oh, come on.
Wow. No. Then you laughed and hollered, Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears.
Wow.
Please.
Okay, I'm good.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk at Christmas.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk at Christmas.
Well, speaking of bad Christmas songs, we did find another one that we are pretty sure Danny and Sarah are going to love.
I'm positive of it.
It is a parody of an iconic rock song.
Are you ready?
Here we go.
You guys are going to love this one.
This is Creed. I'm walking out of the studio.
Why would we ever do something like that?
We'll hurl you down.
Oh, God dang it.
The holiday.
Bye. See ya.
Christmas lights, Santa sleigh.
No.
Early rise.
I also hate that. Listen to you sing, Steve.
Yeah, me too.
And
actually,
that says a lot.
I mean, we could do that.
Way better.
I wouldn't say way better, actually.
Moderately better.
Yeah, just a little.
Well, Merry Christmas, you guys.
Thanks.
Yesterday, we talked about that Portland stripper that was arrested for stabbing the strip club DJ in the back. Well, this has become a national story. People are very interested in this story. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 820.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A strip club DJ in Oregon is being treated in the hospital after one of the dancers just randomly started stabbing him multiple times in the back.
Did you see the video of this?
It's weird because she's just standing there.
Danny showed it to us yesterday because we were talking about the story. He's like, have you seen the video yet? And we go back and watch the video and she's just casually like, it looks like she's just checking like her social media on her phone.
Chilling.
And then the strip club DJ guy is just kind of chilling out over there. And then like snap of the fingers, she just starts aggressively stabbing him.
His name
was bonkers.
It was very bonkers. And his name is Duncan Allen. He has been working as a DJ at Casa Diablo Vegan Strip Club for more than a decade.
Casa Diablo.
And here he is talking about what happened.
I was basically on my computer getting some songs ready. And next thing I know, it felt like a 500-pound man punched me in the back basically as hard as humanly possible. So I turned around expecting there to be like a huge dude like about to fight me and hit me, and it was her, and she was standing there holding the knife. I still didn't know I was stabbed at that point, but then I took a breath in and I realized that my left lung had collapsed.
Hey.
Surveillance footage shows this gal, Peyton Lathan, 29 years old, attacking him from behind. Then she fled the scene, and she has since been arrested.
She said, I guess, as she was like getting the cops were there, she's like, I'm going to plead insanity. And then people are like, are you on drugs or something like that? She's like, I have no drugs, but he's a drug dealer. And he's like, I'm not a drug dealer. Who knows what to believe in this situation? Sounds like there's just a lot of like craziness. But what I love is I've been like seeing stories like at the New York Post and other places as well. And reading them trying to describe what Casa Diablo is has been kind of entertaining. So like New York Post wrote, Casa Diablo, which features dancers with the names such as Star Cakes, Amethyst in trouble, bills itself as one of Portland's best exotic clubs on the website, touting the slogan, "Vixens not veal, sizzle not steak, we put the meat on the pole, not on the plate."
Wow.
It serves a variety of munchies, including Amy's tofu pad thai and a mac and cheese with a Z bowl and chimichangas. This is like in the middle of the story because they wanted to let everyone know that this is a vegan strip club. And I was like, I just think that's the funniest part of the entire ordeal with the, when it comes to like the reporting. They're like, you know what? Yeah, she got stabbed or he stabbed. He got stabbed. She stabbed him. But this is a vegan restaurant with strippers by the name of Star Cakes.
And to your point, this story has been picked up on so many different news outlets and many people have their opinions on the story. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
We sent a few of these stories to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, find some of your favorite comments about it and do whatever voice you want to illustrate just how ridiculous people get on social media. Are you ready for the first one?
Of course.
It sounds like she ate some sort of plant with natural toxins that messes with people's minds. I'm telling you, vegans are scary. They're the real problem, I tell you. I don't with them. Yep. Give me a hamburger and I'll take my business to a non-vegan strip club. For real.
I only go to vegan strip clubs.
Yeah.
No more of those meat vegan.
They don't even let you into the other ones because you're a vegan.
Right. They try and feed me a burger. I'm like, nope, not having it. I ate a weird plant and I'm crazy.
What's your sage name? Stabitha?
Stabitha should be her stage name.
That's amazing.
I feel like she would still be able to give people dances.
Yes.
Vegan strip club? F*** that. I'll take my meat somewhere else. Hey.
The jokes write themselves.
The poor DJ, he's probably like, you know, this was pretty traumatic. And then he goes on like line to read what people are saying. And nobody even cares about him. They just want to talk about the fact that it was a vegan strip club.
Yeah, no one's saying, how's Duncan?
Nobody cares about Duncan.
Mm. Vegans are just too weird.
Can confirm. No.
I don't know what you're talking about. They are the weirdest.
I think the funniest thing is that there are more comments about the strip club being vegan and not that there was a stripper trying to kill the f***ing DJ.
Hi.
The visual I will never get out of my head of how she just snapped. And like even like the owner was just like, yeah, she just had a mental breakdown. We don't know what the hell was going on right
there. Do you think she would have just stabbed whoever was closest to her?
I wonder. I would love to. It sounds like maybe she doesn't even know what was going on in her head at the time. Because was it maybe as much of a joke? Like, was he not playing the right songs? Was he? Did he keep bringing her to the main stage when she was trying to like maybe hustle for some dances? I, you know, who knows what's going on over there?
Oh, could you imagine though? I mean, the playlist that she was probably dancing to that got her all hyped up. Like, it was like some like crazy metal or something like that. That got her all nuts.
Like Rammstein.
Yes, exactly.
Serious question. Instead of money, do they stick organic lettuce into the dancers' panties?
Yes. That's exactly what you do at vegan strip clubs. Yes. It's way more.
All that green.
It's way more cost effective.
Oh, boy. Your favorite
Keep
band?
Keep it weird, Portland.
Your favorite band in the entire world, Steve Miggs? Kiss?
Kiss.
Well, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, they've got a couple kids that are following in their steps as musicians.
Well, I know Paul Stanley's kid was he was in the band that opened for Kiss when they played their last show here in Seattle.
So awesome. And they just got together to cover a classic song, but it is not a Kiss song. And we're pretty certain that it's going to piss you off, Migs. We're going to tell you what's trending after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we know you are getting your morning moving. You are ready to seize the day, carpe diem. And you're trying to make sense of the world of pop culture, and that can be a lot. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley of Kiss have a couple kids that are following in their footsteps. Nick Simmons and Evan Stanley are both musicians, and they have collaborated together on this song. And it's not a Kiss song, Steve, but it is.
That would have been kind of funny if they did do a Kiss song, though.
Well, this one is a song that we believe you might appreciate. Check it out.
Oh, shut the hell up. You got to be kidding me.
I've come to talk with you again.
That's funny.
Because a vision softly creeping.
You know,
You made me listen to Creed.
I see how it is.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
You get to listen to this entire clip.
Some would call this sweet revenge.
You're nailing Simon and Garfunkel.
You know, I'll be honest, though. I like this version better than Disturbs.
I mean, it's very true to the original.
If you played this for me, I would have just assumed it's the original.
I love it.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far. Let's keep the music stuff going because they're also trending, Seven Dust and Mark Tremonti.
Okay.
Now, Mark's, of course, he's the guitarist of Creed. He's also in Alter Bridge. And apparently he was doing a solo show, and LeJean from Seven Dust, the singer of Seven Dust, jumped up on stage. For some strange reason, they were busting into some Christmas songs, and they did a special performance of that classic Christmas song, This Christmas, and here's how it sounded. So that's Mark. LeJean. Now, this was a concert that also featured Frank Sinatra's former touring musicians as the backing band, adding some nostalgia to it and like a holiday touch as well. And you're probably wondering, well, why is Frank Sinatra's backing band performing with Mark Tremonti? I don't know if you know this. I don't know if any of you guys know this, but Mark is also an accomplished Frank Sinatra impressionist. I don't know how else to say it. Like, he does Frank Sinatra covers.
What?
And it's weird because some people consider him to be the best version of Frank Sinatra, to the point where Frank's backing band works with him. The family have signed off on it. Like, they heard him saying, they're like, you're great. The only thing we're asking is that you don't sing over already recorded tracks with his band. If you want to do these songs, you have to recreate the music as well. You could use his guys, but he did a great interview with that guy, Rick Beato, who's an incredible music interviewer on YouTube. And in fact, here's a little bit of a sample of Mark Tremonti singing Frank Sinatra, the song Fly Me to the Moon.
In other words, please be true.
Weird.
That is freaking me out.
I love you.
That is tripping me out.
Right. I know. I saw that and I went down like a little bit of a rabbit hole, and I see all like these Frank Sinatra fans and like people that are obsessively big into Frank Sinatra, like, we love you, yada, yada. And I'm like, I wonder if they even know that this guy's the guitarist of one of the greatest rock bands of all time, Creed. just doing that to troll Danny.
Yeah.
Danny, we're gonna flip him one of these days.
No, you're not.
No.
You don't think we are?
No, there'll never be a time.
that we Will can we go get... to the show in August?
I don't think Danny is going to go to that show.
I think if he experienced Creed live, it might, you know, be
what
life-changing.
What day is it? I'm going to be sick. Okay.
August 14th, counting down the days.
This could be the plot to like a great movie. We kidnap Danny. Tape him up. We throw him in the back of one of our Kias. We got the space. We drive to White River Amphitheater, and we carry him into the venue and make him watch Creed.
We make him watch. We even pry his eyelids open so he's forced to watch. He cannot even blink.
We super glue them open. You will like this band whether you want to or not.
Nope.
Fine.
Rockaholics, we need someone to call up and play the game Beat Migs. Steve has a record of 349 wins, 112 losses, and 61 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.